From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Janine Jorgensen reading Promises to Keep by Bridget Kraft. Now let's begin with Promises to Keep, Chapter 1. San Francisco, California, May 1861. As darkness descended, tendrils of fog swirled around the dock, shrouding it from sights and sounds. Cassie McMahon peered through the heavy spring mist in frustration and shoved a damp tress of hair beneath the hood of her wool cape. She glanced at the ship she had just debarked and paced the dock, tense with anticipation and anxiety. After 10 long years, she was eager for the waiting to end, ready to see her father once again. Grasping the brooch pinned on her bodice, she felt its familiar shape. 5 sprays of filigree silver, each topped with a dark blue, oval-shaped piece of glass. It was not a valuable piece of jewelry, but it was all she had left of her father, except for the promise he had made when he left her behind in Boston 10 years ago, the promise that one day they'd be together again. Drawing comfort from the brooch's familiarity, Cassie looked back at the ship. She could just see the sturdy figure of Maureen Flynn, her gray-haired companion and her father's distant cousin, busily supervising the stewards who carried their trunks down the gangplank. Despite the cold and piercing dampness, Cassie's hands were sweating inside her gloves. She licked her dry lips, tasting the salty tang in the air. She wasn't nervous, she told herself. Not at all. Then she smiled. Who was she trying to fool? After all these years, this final wait seemed agonizing. She looked around at the silent warehouses that lined the dock and wondered what was keeping Papa. He should have received her letter weeks ago. She hoped there was nothing wrong. Maybe he didn't know exactly when to meet them. A niggling uneasiness told her he should be here. Cassie glanced at the ship again and sighed in exasperation. It would take hours to get their bags. Maureen might have the patience of Job, but Cassie didn't, especially now that the interminable voyage was over. Perhaps if she went to find a carriage, she could hurry them on their way. She walked toward the newly constructed warehouse that loomed at the end of the pier. Presumably, there was a street behind it. Street lamps glowed distantly in the drifting fog. But as she neared the warehouse, its bulk cut their light off. Cassie paused beside the silent building, one hand resting on the moist wooden wall, as she tried to get her bearings. She could hear nothing, neither the sounds of a busy street nor those of seamen unloading the ship. She glanced over her shoulder, but the ship was out of sight, hidden by the mist. Only frightening shadows crossed her path. Maybe looking for a carriage hadn't been such a good idea after all. She huddled next to the building for another moment, shivering from the cold, then turned and headed back. The pier was darker here. The cloud of fog surrounded her, muffling the sound of her footsteps as she tried to retrace the way she had come. But as she walked along the unlit, empty rows of warehouse buildings, she felt frightening doubt. Nothing looked familiar any longer. She pulled her cloak closer to ward off the shiver of trepidation that trickled down her spine. The seamen from her ship were just around the corner of that building. They had to be. Cassie tried to control the irrational urge to run. It was so murky here, so eerie. Muffled footsteps sounded somewhere around her, but she didn't dare stop to look. She fought her rising terror, walking faster now.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?